I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. He covers the news in a comical way, and when life gives her the blues, she does cabaret. It's Watch What Happens Live with Luann De Lesseps and John Oliver now. What happens live? I am your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse on a Real Housewives of New York City Wednesday night with two guests who I am quite certain are thinking the same thing we all are right now. How the hell did Tyler Perry get dragged into this? Say hi to my first guest, Real Housewife of New York City, Luann De Lesseps. And unlike many news programs, Fox and Friends, he is intentionally funny. From Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, Sundays on HBO, it's John Oliver. Great to see you, John.
Good evening.
John, yes. You are a confessed Housewives of New York fan.
I am, so I'm meeting aristocracy here.
Yes, you are.
As a British person, I admire the class system, and I'm looking at the top of the mountain.
Yes, absolutely. Oh. Class with the Countess.
That's right.
She wrote the book, quite literally.
Yep.
And you're looking great, Lou, and I love your jumpsuit.
Thank you.
Obvious question, is it Giovanni?
It is Giovanni.
Very good.
Wow.
Yes.
When it fits, you might as well wear it.
Yes, absolutely. Right? John, feel free to heckle throughout the show.
That is my understanding of Giovanni. You have to shout the designer at the dress.
Yes, that is true. Over at the bar tomorrow night, one of them will be named the winner of Bravo's Top Chef. Say hi to the final three chef testants, Kelsey, Erica, and I just made you, yes, exactly.
Beautiful ladies.
How excited are you three?
Pumped, yeah.
Great, well, congratulations. It's very hard to make the final three. Very big. I cannot wait to see the finale tomorrow night. Tonight on New York, the Blondes made the Little Mermaid sequel that Disney never saw coming. We loved it so much, we montaged it. Watch this.
This is how we go down my stairs when we've had too much to drink.
Oh, hello.
You look good.
Oh, come on. This is gonna take me an hour.
Hi. Ramona, we're waiting for you.
Got your hand in front of Tinsley's face.
Okay.
Yay! Back it up.
Back it up. Whoa. There you go.
Nice. Let's get started. Sonia's hair extensions from her photo shoot were kind of amazing. I thought she looked gorgeous, right, guys?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, no, I like her with long hair and straight.
Yeah.
It's a good look for her.
You're quite smitten with Sonia, aren't you?
I do. I just don't really, I wouldn't be able to tell a hair extension. That seems fine. I would have guessed that was normal hair. Is that
right.
good?
Yes. Is
that yeah, good? That's no, it's very good. Good. Yeah,
I don't really have a point
very
of reference.
Good. Yes,
it's good. It's good. It's good. I like it. I like it.
You know, Ramona was not thrilled when her tennis pro paid more attention to Tinsley. Lou, you've spent quite a bit of time on Ramona's tennis court. Take
yes.
a look. Mm. Yes.
Yeah, I love that shoulder rotation. Approach volley, volley, overhead.
Overhead? Okay, that's gonna like hurt me.
Just play.
You don't have to do an overhead.
That wasn't good
that's
at
where
all.
You wanted it, right?
I don't know.
Out
forget.
In front?
I haven't played in a long time, so.
But when really? You did play, when did you play?
Again.
You can finish playing with it, because I already worked out. I did core fusion today and yesterday.
On this court here, Ramona Singer wants all the balls. Just to her, just for her, and she wants them hard.
Yes, absolutely. Wow. You had some memorable matches on that court.
Oh, yes, yes. We have. With absolutely. Mario and yes. Jill.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of history. A lot of tennis history. Mm-hmm. Your questions for Luann and John are coming in, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, on Last Week Tonight, John has interviewed really everyone, and impressive figures like Dr. Jane Goodall, Stephen mm-hmm. Hawking, and the Dalai Lama. Ooh. Well, here's what, John. Tonight, I have a list for you that I would say is more of a grab bag.
Okay.
It's time for questionable behavior. I'm going to show you a famous figure. Oh, say boy. The first thing you would ask them okay. in an interview, starting with okay. Sonia Morgan of the Morgans.
Sonia, do you think towels as curtains are going to be the future?
Yes, good question. What about Kylie Jenner, our youngest billionaire?
Kylie, do you think you're stretching the term self-made to breaking point?
Thank you. What about our first lady, Melania Trump?
How do you think this is going?
What about Ramona Singer?
Is there anything you can't make about you?
Meghan Markle.
I would say nothing. That's my princess.
I'm yes.
I have nothing to say.
Tucker Carlson.
What would you apologize for?
Right,
I'm
right.
genuinely interested.
Luann De Lesseps.
Oh, can... Are you sure money can't buy you class? Are you sure? People are really trying.
Mitch McConnell.
How do you sleep at night?
Right. And Dorinda Medley.
Is there a Tyler Perry quote that doesn't fit an occasion?
Thank you very much, John Oliver nails it again. Second, as we saw in tonight's New York, neither Ramona nor Dorinda were talking to Luann, but they were still very busy talking about her. Here's what. I want to take a look, then Lou, I want your reaction on okay. the flip side. This okay. should be fun. Take a look right here.
When I got to the dinner, it was basically all about Lou's recovery. You know, she went back to rehab.
How do you go to rehab for only 14 days? That's not really rehab. That's like a vacation.
When did she go? She went August 16th.
So that's not 55 days.
The mood of the dinner was about not
oh,
dissecting
yeah, that's right. Oh, 55 days since she got
her
out.
Recovery, but supporting her mood.
If any trigger is going to cause Luann to fall off the wagon, then she probably shouldn't be doing cabarets late night. She probably should be staying longer in rehab.
Reaction.
Reaction is
why
that
did you only stay 15 days?
I stayed for 3 weeks, first of all, and I went in July, and I did a show on August 4th or 5th. So I stayed for 3 weeks, and I came out and went on stage because it makes me so happy to do my cabaret show, and that's where I wanted to be.
Okay.
And the love from the fans is just the biggest support that I can possibly get. And
the ladies,
you know,
are
the girls are like
about
they're concerned
the environment
about me.
That it is a triggering environment. You Some know might say that about this clubhouse. That,
walking out on the street, yes. being in this clubhouse, yes. everywhere is a yes. trigger. So, no, not at all. And in fact, you know what? I love watching them having a good time, and I'm on stage working. I mean, it's work what I do, but I love it. It gives me great joy.
I also want to say this cabaret thing is yeah. super successful. You're at 54 Below all week.
This
the
week,
best
yes.
Grossing performer at 54 Below in the history of the joint. And she's almost sold out the Chicago Theater in Chicago.
Yeah.
This is a big thing. Yeah. Finally, tonight, Dorinda and Luann's feud continued to escalate, this time to include a Hamptons clam bake, a refused phone call, and the man who created Boo, a Madea Halloween. Take a look.
So let's settle this party thing.
If Dorinda reaches out to Lou with a call or a text.
I don't want a text. I want a phone call.
Barbara said, I am having a clam bake.
So Barbara told me about the clam bake. So should I call her right now and say that you're disinviting me?
So you're saying I have to call Luann?
If you could just give her a call.
It's disingenuous, and it's disingenuous to my growth and who I am right now. I think I'm just going to send Luann this.
I like it.
I got a text message from Dorinda, in quotation marks. When you do forgive, you start walking forward. Tyler Perry. A quote from Tyler Perry. How deep, 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 Dorinda.
That is excellent.
John Oliver, reaction to the Tyler Perry quote.
I just think it's A-plus passive aggression. I just don't think there is anything that cannot get funnier as a quote than putting Tyler Perry after
in the end.
It's perfect.
I know.
Whose side are you on, Luann or Dorinda here?
I will say this. I think that's so funny. I'm on Dorinda's side. I just think antagonizing people with Tyler Perry quotes is really, why else are we alive?
I know,
you
but
have
she
to
was,
respect
we
the
were
game.
Trying to make up. That was not the right move. Look, she's in the Hamptons. She didn't call me to say hello.
Hate the player, love the game. That was an amazing piece of shade.
Here's one. Although
I
Lou,
know you love Dorinda.
Although Lou probably doesn't
Dorinda
have
too.
Dorinda on or Ramona on speed dial. Surprise, we have them on the phone. Well, sort of. It's time for Lou, you gonna call. I'm gonna present you with a scenario, Lou. You tell me who you would call for each, Ramona or Dorinda. Okay. If you had another run-in with the law and you needed to be bailed out of jail, do you call Dorinda or Ramona?
Dorinda.
Okay. You need fashion advice for your next cabaret. Do you call Dorinda or Ramona?
Dorinda.
Yes.
Sorry. Sorry, Ramona Blue. I just don't wear Ramona Blue. Okay.
Okay. You need a roommate in Palm Beach.
Ramona.
Who would you list as your in case of emergency contact?
Who would I list as in case of emergency? That's kind of the same question. Dorinda.
Okay. Right? Oh, you need a last-minute backup singer at your cabaret.
Oh, my God. Both.
Thank you very much, Luann. Luann, by the way, Carol B. wants to know if you've worked things out with your children, and good luck with your sobriety.
Yes. Yes, my kids are great. I kept the house in the Hamptons, so everything's cool.
Good. John, Gail H. wants to know if you've spoken to Dustin Hoffman after that extremely awkward confrontation.
What do you think, Gail H.? Yeah, we're Hamptonsing together.
How awkward was it backstage after
that? From 1 to 10?
Yeah.
I'd put it at a hard 9.
Really? Really?
Yep.
Yes.
The new Galaxy S10 Plus phone from Samsung is an intuitive super phone with a ridiculously powerful camera and battery.
To prove just how epic this phone is, Anthony, our producer, is shooting behind-the-scenes footage with it all month long. Check out our Watch What Happens Live Instagram stories every night this month to see the incredible results.
You'll see that the new Samsung Galaxy S10 Plus captures images that will make you feel like you're right here with us in the clubhouse behind the scenes with Andy and his guests.
With the Samsung Galaxy S10 Plus, Anthony takes his photo skills to the next level. He'll get gorgeous pro-level photos and videos. The Galaxy S10 Plus's camera hardware automates dozens of functions intelligently and applies settings to create incredible true-to-life images.
Plus, the Galaxy S10 Plus has an intelligent battery that lets you go longer and share power wirelessly with other wireless charging-enabled devices. Wireless PowerShare can boost energy to other devices just by placing them on the back of the Galaxy S10 Plus.
The new Galaxy S10 Plus is built to realize your ideas and capture your vision. Bring it with the next generation of Galaxy.
Let's go to Angie in Iowa for Luann Delesseps. What's up, Angie?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Great.
John Oliver, you are my fake British husband.
Oh, wow. And okay.
I know. We're very much in love. My question is for Luann. Why exactly did you go to Dennis for the $6 million to get your house?
Because
and what was Bethany's response at the time?
Oh, well, you know, Bethany and Dennis were very helpful to me. At the time, Bethany and I were talking a lot, and she knew that I really wanted to have this house. And, you know, part of what Dennis did at the time was, you know, lend large sums of money. So when I thought of who can I ask, Dennis was the obvious first choice for me because I knew he might listen. And so that's why I asked Dennis. Yeah.
Let's go to Melissa from Orlando for John Oliver. Hey, Melissa, what's your question?
That is a perfect way to start a question. A high-pitched giggle.
I'm so excited. My voice is surrounded by royalty. Thank you, King.
Oh, I'm a peasant, but
yes.
The Countess, and now a future member of the Royal Court for Lion King, John Oliver.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I'm Zazu.
Yes. So I have a quick question.
Okay.
What were your interactions like with Beyonce while working on The Lion King?
I mean, it's an excellent question, but you'll probably have guessed this. I'm not allowed within 2,000 miles of Beyonce.
Really?
Well, no, I've never met Beyonce.
Did you not interact with her?
No, because we just went in separately. However, I do sing on I Just Can't Wait to Be King, which technically I think means I'm on a Beyonce album.
Oh,
that's right. That's how it goes.
You have a second part to that question, caller?
I got a second part that goes with that. So, are the rumors true that Beyonce is working with Elton John on new music for the movie?
I don't know, so what I'll do is say yes.
Ah, excellent. On next week's New York, Barbara confronts Ramona about what she said about Luann. And Lou, I have a feeling you might still be calling her Ramina after you watch this sneak peek.
Oh.
Here you go.
I am spreading any lies.
Yes, I'll tell you one of the lies.
Which lie?
That she got kicked out of Chris Burch's party.
Well, then at the Beacon Hotel, she was asked to leave.
Okay, I know nothing about the Beacon Theater.
Well, I'm just, you know what? The first thing when you have an addiction problem is to admit it. The first thing you say is, I'm a shopaholic. I'm an alcoholic. I'm a sex addict. And Luann, before she went, and I know you helped her, which I think it's so great that you did.
Yes.
But before you helped her, she did not admit she had a problem. She was still drinking the whole time.
Now Ramona's going to pretend she's all worried about Luann's recovery. Okay, good one. Good one, Ramona.
I love it.
Okay.
I love it. Barbara had my back. And, you know, Ramona is a liar. So very plain and simple. And Barbara called her out on it. And you can tell when Ramona's lying. She does that thing. She wigs out with her eyes.
Let's go to Courtney from Arizona. Hey, Courtney, what's your question for Lou?
Hi, Andy. Love you. So excited New York is back.
Me too.
Luann, what did you think of Dorinda saying on Watch What Happens Live that she doesn't need a second chance from you because she didn't do anything wrong?
I didn't see that, so I'm glad that you're telling me because I didn't even know that happened. So what did she say exactly?
She said she didn't do anything wrong.
It's a Tyler Perry quote, but yeah.
Yeah, another quote. Well, you know, you're going to see how that goes down this season on the show.
All right.
Because that was not accurate.
Let's go to Kelsey from Wisconsin for John Oliver. What's your question, Kelsey?
Hey, Andy, love you. Hoping to see you and Anderson in Chicago this fall. Hey, yeah. Luann. Hey, John. My question is, I am wondering, have you gotten a response yet from the FCC since you started prank robocalling them every 90 minutes?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're robocalling them every 90 minutes at the moment. They haven't called back. So yeah. I'm happy to hear from them. They're hearing from me every 90 minutes.
It's game time, everybody. On Last Week Tonight, John is uncensored and unapologetic, but will the Real Housewives of New York City have him feeling a little, well, sheepish? Let's find out with Last Bleat Tonight. We will play a classic New York Housewives clip with a word covered by a sheep's bleat. John, you will have to guess the word, then we will reveal. Lou, you can give him hints if he's struggling. Okay, let's play. Yeah. Here's the first clip.
My husband just did an amazing thing.
Any idea what Ramona said there?
Was she just bleating like a sheep? Is that just a one-to-one?
We've covered a word with a sheep's bleat.
Yeah. I have no idea. Do you know what she was saying?
Well, she was screaming, calm down, take a Xanax?
Yes, take a Xanax.
Wow, nice.
Yes, take a Xanax.
Very good.
Pot calling the kettle black, perhaps. Let's look at another one.
So be cool. Oh. Don't be all like...
John Oliver?
Uncool.
Thank you very much.
Don't be all... like uncool.
Yes, of course. Okay, here, let's go to Lady Morgan.
I want you to know I broke my ripping his shirt off.
And what did she break?
Fake tooth?
I don't like tooth.
Yes. Very good. Okay, let's go to Dorinda, the apple of your eye.
I decorated, I cooked, I made it nice.
Thank you very much. John, Ian S. said, your show is pretty ballsy with calling out brands like AT&T and Comcast. Has it ever negatively affected you?
Not yet. Let's hope that continues. Otherwise, I won't be here for long.
Lou, Rita C. said, why do you think Ramona can't seem to remember Barbara, although they've met a bunch of times, and she crashed her clam bake?
It's called selective memory.
Right. Ramona. She never disappoints. No. John, Riley W. wants to know, are the rumors true that you were in talks to replace Craig Ferguson after he left The Late Late Show?
Is that a rumor? No, I was not in talks.
All right. It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to this crazy confession Ramona made to Page Six that 10 years ago, she once stalked another housewife's husband.
About 10 years ago, I spotted Harry Hamlin on Madison Avenue. Lisa Rinna's husband. Oh my God, he's so good looking. I kind of stalked him. Like maybe he'd like say hi to me or something, but he didn't.
Okay, Lisa Rinna, Ramona's coming for your life. And I must say, I am so here for this version of single white female. I am ready for this. Tonight's Shackle goes to the trend of delivery bars in China, which offer men the opportunity to experience the feeling of childbirth pain through simulation. Oh. Okay, we're going to nominate Tucker Carlson to go next. I want to thank Luann, John, Kelsey, Eric, and Sarah for being here. Okay, we are back with the three finalists from Top Chef, and John Oliver and Luann Delisette. Luann, what was your reaction to hearing that Danielle Staub could become a duchess by marriage?
I don't know anything about it. I only heard about it, so I don't know. I don't know what dukeness he comes from, but good for her.
Do duchesses and countesses typically
hang out along
or hang out?
Sure, why not?
Yeah. Who's higher on the strata?
Countess.
Oh, wow, you answered that really quick, Liz. Sure. Really quick.
There's countess, duchess, and then princess.
Okay, wow.
Okay, well, wait, that seems to think that duchess is higher.
Right, duchess, and then there's...
you just said countess.
Yeah, you said countess, duchess, princess.
Oh, she's a baroness, which is different.
Oh, I thought that she was going to be a duchess.
No.
Really? I emailed her congratulations.
I think it's a baroness.
And I said, congratulations,
did you just ask me baroness? Do you have it on
your card? No, duchess.
Oh.
No, she's over you.
Oh. Well, if it's Duchess, yes, then she would be.
Yes. Yeah.
But I thought it was Baroness when you said it.
Well, I'm sorry to inform you.
Well, that's okay.
Yes. That's a pretty good thing to say to a duchess.
Hey, listen, I'm all about girls, you know, succeeding. So
yes.
There you
okay.
go.
Okay.
All right.
Sure.
You handled that beautifully.
Thank you, darling. Thank you, darling.
Yes. Charlene from Pennsylvania is on the line. Hi, Charlene. What's your question?
Hi, Andy. Congrats on Benjamin. He's so beautiful.
Thank you so much. You know I will never get over the Countess shtick. I will bring it up until my dying.
I know you will.
Yeah, it's
you
solid shtick.
Yes,
that's
it is. It is. Yeah. It never ends.
Never.
Okay, what's your question? Sorry.
Okay, my question's for Luann.
Okay.
What was your reaction to Dorinda trying to give Ramona the tote bag she got from your wedding to Tom?
Oh, yes.
I thought that was very bad taste.
Oh. Yes.
That was very bad taste.
It was kind of funny, though, right?
John, you got to stop.
It was really funny.
There was nothing funny about it.
I thought it was really bad.
And you know what people forget is that Dorinda introduced me to Tom.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what people forget.
Mm-hmm.
She really did send me down
that
road.
Is it still funny,
John? If you remember that, does it not, in a way, make it funnier?
Oh, my God. You know what? At this point,
yeah.
I can laugh about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
But I thought it was bad taste to bring
okay.
the candle in that bag.
Okay.
She didn't have to do
many
that.
Many people...
That was nice.
Many people were upset I being one of them,
yeah.
that Dorinda did not put it on eBay because, like, I would have paid good money for that tote.
Yeah. Oh, right. I still have a few if you
do
want
you?
One.
I would love one, actually. I actually would love one.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Okay. Let's go to Anne Marie from Florida for John Oliver.
You ask me.
Hello, Andy and Luann and John. Andy, congratulations on the baby.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So my question is for John. I wanted to know if you ever heard from anyone in the Pence family or the White House after releasing A Day in the Life of Marlon Brando.
No, I'm not in regular contact with the White House or with the Pence
or
clan.
Or with the Pences.
No. I can only assume from their silence that they love it.
Yes, I can only assume so as well. Yeah, that was a brilliant move.
And it's made a lot of money. It's made loads of money for the Trevor Project and AG Knight.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they're amazing charities.
That's so great. Let's go to Maya from New York. Hey, Maya, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Oh, my God. I just want to say I love you and thank you for all that you've done for Bank Street.
Oh, you're welcome. Yep, still spick and span.
It looked amazing, really, cleaning up the neighborhood.
I may run for mayor.
I will vote for you. I will run to the poll to vote for you.
Thanks.
My question's for Luann. Lou, you're iconic. I love you. I love your music. But I need to know, do you agree with Ramona that the only reason you and Bethany were close was out of default because Bethany doesn't have many close friends?
What was the question? I didn't
understand. Do you agree with Ramona that you and Bethany were only close out of default because Bethany doesn't have a lot of good friends?
No, Bethany and I have been friends for years, so no, I don't agree with that.
Rachel G has a follow-up on email. Yeah, exactly. She said, in this season's trailer, we saw you fighting with Bethany, which is surprising considering how close you were at the beginning of the season. Can you give us a quick hint of where you two stand today?
We stand by each other because we're friends, and when you if you care about somebody, basically you try to mend things. So even though you disagree sometimes, you try to mend things, just like I do, you know, with Dorinda this season, because, you know, I love Dorinda, and it was just a really bad time for the two of us, and working on our friendship.
You have an incredible constitution that allows you not only to get up from a fall, as we quite literally you do, in the bushes.
That was a hell of a fall.
But beyond that, I mean, you do have the ability. I have seen these women come up to you and say horrible things.
Right.
And you have the ability to forgive, which is
I do. You know, I grew up with six brothers and sisters, which a lot of people don't know about me. So, you know, it's about navigating and learning to forgive people and hoping for the best. Because
it's the kind of class that some might argue money simply cannot buy.
Touche. Touche.
True.
Thank you.
It's true. I'm sure, you know, by the way,
deep here.
I'm sure that this kind of class is imbued in all of the duchesses. Around.
Well, even more. As we've learned, there's actually more class.
A little,
It's a higher level of class.
Yes. Let's go to Lindsay from Utah.
Well, sometimes you can buy it, too.
Yes. Yeah, well.
Let's not forget about that.
There you go.
Hey, Lindsay. Well, you just destroyed the thesis of your own master hit. You got money can't buy your class apart from sometimes.
I'm talking about titles.
Oh, you can buy titles.
Can't buy your class,
true.
Which was the follow-up to...
There are some horse titles.
Oh, I should do a next dance single.
Well, but it will be considered a clapback at Danielle's title.
That's
true.
But that could be a positive beef for you to get in.
I don't see how.
I don't see much blowback for that. Okay, Lindsay, what's your question to close this party out?
My question is for John. John, what did you think of Nancy Pelosi's shady clapping at Trump? And which housewife do you think she's the most like?
Which housewife does Nancy Pelosi most resemble? And what did you think of her shady clapping at Trump?
I didn't think it was that shady. I think that was overstated by the internet. I think that was just her going like that.
Yeah.
Right. And the idea of turning Nancy Pelosi into a meme is slightly depressing to me. She
is
just
That's
a basically pragmatic centocrat. There's no real hero worshipping. Oh, she did that, did she? Come on, I don't see much sass in Pelosi.
Yes. All right, I want to thank... Any other closing thoughts from you?
Closing thoughts?
Tyler Perry, anything?
Listen, Luann. I just think you got lucky that she didn't directly quote Madea, for a start. and when a man is tired of Tyler Perry quotes, he is tired of life.
Right. I want to thank John Oliver, Luann Goldsmith, and from Top Shelf, Kelsey, Eric, and Sarah. Thank you so much for watching on BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
I feel like I was blindsided.
Because it's a competition show.
From the producers of Jury Duty and The Bachelor.
We have scoured the earth for the 14 greatest reality contestants that were available during our production window.
Comes a reality competition show about reality competition shows.
Nobody has dared to find out who is the actual best at just being on a reality show. I'm your host, comedian Daniel Tosh.
It's win or go home.
Each episode, our contestants will face new challenges that will test their strength and lack of life skills for a chance to win $200
million.
$200,000.
Prepare, because it's about to be ugly, crying, lots of fighting.
Tayshia, I have to defend myself.
Celebrating 25 years of reality TV with your favorites.
I have diarrhea. You cannot do this to me.
What in gay hell have I got myself into?
The GOAT, premiering on Freevee and Prime Video on May 9th.